Okay, today's daf is Beitza, Yerushalmi, daf Mem Vav, and we are in the fifth parak of Maseches Beitza, and we just had a story about the Nyanim of Bashert a little bit. The Shmuel spoke about the Gemara quoted the Stira. How do we get into this? Because he spoke about the Kiddushin and Nisuin on Shabbos and Yantif, and it said that Shmuel allowed Kiddushin even on Tisha B'Av. Because of Shemi Kadmenu Acher, so we said, wait a minute, Shemi Kadmenu Acher, doesn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu, isn't he goes there before a person is born, based on the pasuk of Moshe Yechid and Baisa, as the Gemara says, Shema Yishaloi Kadmenu Acher Betfila, because you're right, even if there's a gzera or a decree beforehand, but Tfila has the power to uproot and to change something. Right, so we spoke about that. Again, a big topic, the Rambam in the Pirush of Mishnayos. The Gemara ends off, though, afilu kein lo kime, even though this might occur, that somebody could undermine the original gzera before one is born, the tefila, but it's not going to work out. Lo kime, says the Karban Eda. Im zacha ba'ide tefila, inim es kayemes lo. Right, it's not going to be a marriage that is going to last. How do we know if it was a marriage that, you know, what the case was? We don't know. But this is the, discussion. The idea before being born, a bas kol goes out. There is an idea that Gemara in Ksubis, on Dav Zion talks about the Gemara there discusses, you know, how many stages of creation there were, because we know there are two brachas of Yotzer HaAdam and Sheva Brachas. So how many stages of creation were? So Gemara says there, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create man as two, and then instead decided to create man as one, right, one being, and then split Adam and Isha, so to speak. So the Marsha there, and other Mefarshim wonder, what's the message? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create man, meaning mankind, as two different beings. And then what decided? Allah b'machshav l'b'rosh shenayim. But then ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to create man as one. And then what? And then he split them. And then he brought it back together. Right? So what's the message here? If you want, Allah, whenever there's a chazal of Allah the machshava and maisa, right, doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed his mind. But it means there's a message there from the machshava to the mice. So there's a message that we're supposed to, all but machshava to create the world in, Tishrei, but it was actually created in Nisan, right? What does that mean? That's another example. So what does it mean here? So the Marsha and other Achronim expand on it, and that is ultimately the purpose of a marriage, the purpose of bringing a man and a woman together is not to have two different, two of the same halves. It's to have two parts that are different, that are complementary to each other, that can work with each other, but they're different and they form a whole. So, but how do you do that if you have two different parts? The Marsha says, if man was created as two different beings to begin with, then we would ever come together. We're just so different. We're just so, not exactly the same, that how would we ever be compatible? So that's why, says the Marsha, in one line, but that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man as one being, right, the neshama as one, and then split us, so that when we would come back together, it would be a reunification. When Adam and Chava were brought back together, what does Adam say? Etzam me'atzamai u'basar mi'bsari. Right, what does that mean? It means that we were originally one, and then we were separated, now we're coming back together. Right, and that's why there should be a netia. That's the idea of a basko, arbaim yom kodem yitzira saflad, because this idea to create that natural affinity, that even though you find sometimes one sees a couple and they're so different from each other, what brings them together? How are they connected? But it goes back to this idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the souls as one, split them, and then brought them back together. Okay. Obviously there's a lot more there, but we'll continue now. Below Makdishin, the next line in the Gemara is Lahakdish, right? So that's the next category. If you look back to the Mishnah a couple of dafim ago, when we had the three categories of Shvus, Rishus, and Mitzvah. So we just spoke about a couple of the Rishus ones. What is the Rishus? Kiddushin, Chalitza, and Yibum. We didn't do too much about Chalitza and Yibum here in the Yerushalmi. But then we have Elei Mishum Mitzvah. The following items are Aser Durabanan to do on Yantif, even though they might classify as a Mitzvah. Three ways to be makdish something. Makdish, marich, machrim. Those are all three ways to category to be mocked or something, using different mechanisms that the Torah allows, Erechin and Charamim. So what is allowed to do that on Shabbos or Yontif, even though it might say it's a mitzvah to give something to the Beis HaMikdash, but one is not allowed to do that because that's also included in the Isser of Mekach u'Memkar. You're switching your transactions. Transactions are not allowed. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, B'shem Rabbi Imi, is Palgun Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Really, this is a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Chara Amar Makdishin, the Charana Amar Ein Makdishin. One says, you are allowed to be Makdish on Shabbos and Yontif, and one says not. We'll have to see how the person says yes if the Mishnah says not, right? These are, they can't argue on the Mishnah. Rabbanan to Kesarin Mefarshin Lahon. The Rabbanan, if Kesaria explained this machlokes as follows. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Makdishin Batchila B'yantif. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar Ein Makdishin Batchila B'yantif. Machlokes, whether you can be Makdish. What do you mean Mefarshin Lahon? So the Haredim explains this. I might have thought when I saw this machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Lakish, that the machlokes is about whether the hekdesh works b'di'evet. Meaning when you're makdish something on yontif, maybe it's not going to work b'di'evet, or maybe it would be. Maybe that's the machlokes. So the Rabbanan to Kesaron classify that's not what's going on here. Everybody would agree that if you're makdish something, b'di'evet, the hekdesh works. The Rabbanan did not uproot that afkue Rabbanan l'kedushim b'nei that the hekdesh would work. It would work. The machlokes is whether you can be makdish in the first place. That's how the Gemara classifies. Look at the Charedim. Rabbanan the Kesaron Mefarshin Lahai Plukta Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish the Kasha Tuva to Behed Yitzran E Makdishin. It says E Makdishin. We'll have to deal with that by the Shem in a minute. Umi Bnei Kush Yizu Havisalka Daitin Lefrushay. Because the Mishnah says you can't be Makdish, so that's why there's a Havamina to say that the whole Machlokes is only B'di'evet. Everybody agrees you can't be Makdish in the first place. The Machlokes is B'di'evet. If you did, does it work or not? There was this netiyah to say that. The machlokes would be about if you did it. Reish Lakish, when Reish Lakish says ain, he means it doesn't work b'di'evet. And Rabbi Yochanan says it doesn't work b'di'evet. But everybody agrees you can't l'chadchila, because after all, that's what the Mishnah says. And the Rabbanan de Kesaron came along and explained, no. The machlokes is only l'chadchila should you. It does work b'di'evet. It's not true. The whole machlokas is whether you can give something to the Beis HaMikdash in the first place or not. But if you were makdish it already, for sure it's going to work with the Evan. Chal hektish. That's for sure going to work. What about the Mishnah? So we're going to talk about the Mishnah. We're going to explain what the Mishnah is talking about. But that's what the Rabbanan to Kesaron clarify, that the machlokas we have is only a lechadchila machlokas. B'di'evet is for sure going to work. It's for sure going to work. The Rabbanan don't have that power, or didn't use that power, to prevent the hektish b'di'evet. Good. So now we continue, that there is a parallel machlokas. There is the Mishnah in Shabbos, in the 23rd Perek, discusses if a person could be kone. Let's say it's Erev Pesach Shechalias B'Shabbos. And I haven't yet, I don't know, I was very busy, there was stuff going on in my life, I didn't get a Korban Pesach yet. I didn't designate a Korban Pesach yet. I have to get with today, but it's Shabbos. So what do? It's Erev Pesach Shechalias B'Shabbos. So there's two versions, so you could go to a person, you could go to somebody who has animals, and without talking about price, that's why this is in Shabbos, without talking about exact deals, you can get it, and then pay him after Shabbos. Fine. But there's two versions of the Braisa. We have this back in the Sechel Shabbos. Is Tani Tani Holech Lo Eisel Mochrei Tzloim. One says, you go to those who sell sheep and go get a sheep for your Korban Pesach. But according to that version, that means you go to somebody who sells sheep, he has chulin sheep. That reflects, what are you going to do on Pesach? What are you going to do that day? You're going to be makdashin. So, according to that version, you're going to be makdashit. Is Tani Tani Holoch Loetz Amolchrei Psachim? And others say, no, you go to a Pesach seller, meaning people who already have a seller who already has Korban Pesach that were designated, that was Hukdash, you go and you add yourself onto the Rishima of the list of the people that we know that you could be Nimne on a Korban Pesach up until Shchita. Up until Shchita, you could be Nimne with the group. So there's two versions of what to do. Go to Mochrei Tzloim, go to Mochrei Psachim. So what is that machlokas about in the two prices? So we say, according to the one who says that you go to the Mochrei Tzloim, the one who sells sheep, which means you're going to the Chulin group, Kaman Amar Makdishin. That must be that you're allowed to be Makdish on Shabbos and Yontif. According to the one who said, no, you can't go to a mochret slaim who has chulin sheep. You have to go to somebody who already has designated hukdash psachim, kemandamar ein makdishin. Right? So that machlokes, those two, that machlokes tanoim is parallel to our machlokes amoraim between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shlokesh. We still didn't explain the Mishnah, because our Mishnah here says ein makdishin. Ein makdishin. But this is the parallel, of the two. Good. The next two lines are also going to bring us back to something that we discussed back in Psachim and back in Shabbos. I don't remember which one, but we discussed it then. And that is the idea of going and adding yourself to the Korban Pesach. That's something unique to Korban Pesach. If I'm makdish an animal and I'm going to use that for a Korban Nedava, whatever it is, and then all of a sudden you come along and say, oh, can I piggyback? Can I be part of your animal? Right? So no, it's already mine. You can't like add on a bialim after there already is a bialim. By Korban Pesach, you can. By Korban Pesach, if I have a Korban Pesach, I can add on people. You know, the whole group is added on. So how does that work? So we had two different ways of understanding in the Amoraim how that exactly works. And it's explained here by the Charedim a little bit, but we had it back in Psachim. One way to understand it is what the Gemara calls, we're about to see it in the Gemara, Yotzei l'chulin v'chozer v'kodesh. What does that mean? Maybe when I'm makdish it, I'm only makdish a certain section of the animal, conceptually. And when other people join along, so they're, you know, taking the hektish happens then. There's more hektish and more, until it's all filled up. Again, if I don't add anybody, then my hektish kind of expands into all the open space of chulin. But that's one way to do it. That I wasn't makdish it totally. I was makdish my section, and then I'm able to add on people to the hakdasha. That's one way to understand how it works. Or do you say, no, I'm makdish it totally, and I have everybody in mind. I have everybody in mind who else is going to come in the future. But the hakdish is all full. So those are two ways that we have to understand how people can be added on to my Korban Pesach. Again, conceptually, is it that I kind of leave space for other people to have the Hakdasha done? Or no, I'm makdash it on behalf of everybody, but it's all hektish right away. So the Gemara says, what does it say here? That you could go to the Mochre Psachim and get your Korban Pesach. So one second. How do you understand that? If you hold like the first way I just explained it, then you got a problem anyway. Why? Because what is the first way I just explained it? It's kind of like chulin until you get it, and then you're makdash it. What's that? But you can't be makdash it on Shabbos and Yontif. So Gemara says, Hada Amra, according to this approach, it must be, She'eino yotzi l'chulin v'chozer v'kodesh. Right? The fact that you could go to a mochre psachim, that opinion must hold like the second approach that we just said. It's not that it's chulin and then you're makdash the extra space, because then you run into the same problem of this opinion holds that you can't be makdash on Yontif. So, even according to the first opinion, aren't you being makdish? In Tamar, Yotzi l'chulin v'chozer v'kodesh, if you say like the first approach that I just explained, that really the original makdish leaves over some space for the future people, and they're gonna be makdish it, so that ye aser misha makdish. That even going to mochre psachim on Pesach, Shabbos Pesach, right, Erev Pesach, Chalitz B'Shabbos, should be a problem. So it must be, says the Gemara, according to the opinion, according to the Brayza, it says you go to the Mochre Psachim, and the reason for that is because you can't be Makdish on Shabbos or Yatif. They must hold to the second approach. That really the original Hakdasha was full. I just had in mind all the people in the future to be included. Because again, if you would say the first approach, so then we would say so that is why one has to, hold of the second opinion that I explained. Period. So now the Gemara says, okay, let's go back to the original question now. Vitaninan, but don't we have our Mishnah, right? Ein Makdishin. So you're telling me the whole Machlokas is in the Bidiyevet, the whole Machlokas is in the Lechatchila realm, but Bidiyevet, everybody agrees that it's Hektish. So in the Lechatchila realm, so then why shouldn't, how could he argue with the Mishnah, right? According to the Mishnah says you can't be Makdish, and at least according to Rabbi Yochanan, you can't be Makdish. So, two approaches, two ideas, Rabbi Hananiah, Rabbi Mana. Machlokas about what is the Mishnah talking about, and what is Rabbi Yochanan? Chad Amar B'Makdash L'Machar. When did Rabbi Yochanan say that you're allowed to be makdish if you need it for today. If you do it for today, so that's when you can be makdish, right? The Mishnah is where you're being makdish l'machar. I'm going to be makdish an animal that I could bring as an adava tomorrow. But makdish l'machar, that's what the problem is. But Rabbi Yochanan is makdish for that day. So that's how one way to get out of the Mishnah, right? The makdish l'machar, the carbon eida, ha de'e makdish in b'yantif, ha'inu shalo yakdish ayo mahakrav l'machar. Like that case that we spoke about, Erev Pesach, Shacharis B'Shabbes, you need a carbon for that day, then for sure it would be okay. Again, the whole thing is Durabanan. This whole issur of Makdash HaShabbat is Durabanan. So Rabbanan did not include a case where you need it for today. We have to be Makdash for today. Number one, V'charana Amar B'Makdash L'Bedek HaBayis. Number two, the other approach is no, Makdash L'Bedek HaBayis. Rabbi Yochanan is talking about when you're makdash yekdushas haguf. If you're makdash yekdushas haguf, so then that would be allowed on Shabbos and Yontif. But makdash lebedek habayis, that's what the Mishnah is talking about, that's what would not be, that would not be allowed. And this line fits beautifully, according to the Reb Chaim that we like to mention whenever this comes up. Remember the machlokas, there's two different Gemaras in Baba Kama in the Bavli, daf ayin vav and daf ayin tes, where the Gemara wonders that if I steal an animal, and then I makdash it. So is that considered mechira for dalad vehei? Right? For dalad vehei. If I steal and sell an animal, an ox or a sheep, I'm chayef, right, in the case of 4 and 5. So is hakdasha considered mechira? So the Gemara says, well, it depends. One Gemara says, meikara tura deruvein, vahasha tura deruvein. Right? That's one line. And the other guy says, meikara tura deruvein, vahasha tura deshimon. Right? If you look in ayin vavam and aleph, here in Baba Kama, Udakasha the Khamali Machul Hedyam Ali Machul Shamayim, Machula Hedyo, Mekar Tura Duruvain, Hashra Duru the Shimon, Machula Shamayim, Mekar Tura Duruvain, Hashra Tura Duruvain. Ayin Vav, the Gemara says, Bialus doesn't change by Hakdasha. It originally was Ruvain's ox, and afterwards it's Ruvain's ox. Well, Ayin Vav and Aleph, Bialus doesn't change. Three daf later, daf Ayin test, the Gemara says, it does change. Mali Machula Hedyo, Mali Machula Shamayim. What's the difference between selling it and being makdash it? Right? Isn't it the same thing? So ask Tosfos. Tosfos says, the stira, ayin vav ayin tes. Right? How do you answer the stira? Answer says Tosfos, kachim ben kabayis and kachim mizbeach. Right? Machlokes. Different types of hakdasha. The Tosfos right here argues on Tosfos. But Tosfos says, when it comes to kachim ben kabayis, I give something to the treasury of the Beis HaMikdash, that's a sale. That's a sale. But if I give something to give as a carbon, kachay aguf, that's not a sale. Right? So that's what Tosfos. So explain Shem Chaim, there are two ways to be makdish. How does the hakdasha work? So when I imbue a carbon with kedusha because I want to give it as a carbon, that monetarily did not change. That's still on my balance sheet. I would just imbue kedusha in that animal. That's kachay mizbeach does not switch in dinim amanus. But kachay bedek abayis, yeah, I'm giving my table to the treasury of the Beis HaMikdash. How does that hakdasha work? I make it mamono shel hektish, and memela hektish is chal on it. Two totally different ways of imbuing something with kedusha. By kachim mizbeach, I directly imbue it with kedusha. Nothing changes in monetary law. But when it comes to kachim bedek abayis, also called kedusha's damim, so I give it to the Beis HaMikdash monetarily. It now belongs shel Beis HaMikdash. Memela has kedusha that is imbued in it. So that's very different. That's exactly what the Gemara here says. Right? When the Gemara says, what's asur on Shabbos and Yontif to do kachay bedek habayis? Why? Because that's a transaction. That's gomeikar tura deruvein v'hashat tura deshimon, and that's why it's asur on Shabbos and Yontif. It's included in the gzeira of mekach u'memkar. Bedek habayis, I'm being makdish something. I'm imbuing something with kedusha. So that's nothing to do with mekach u'memkar. Right? So that's why that's mutter. That's why it's mutter on Shabbos and Yatif. Reb Chaim says this in Reish Mem Tes in the Grach HaLashas, and it's quoted in many other sources as well. I'll just read the one line. To Bekachi Bedek Abayis, Na'ase Alachifetz Hotzah Me'rishus Bailim L'rishus Acher. By Bedek Abayis. Tami Rasul Gavok, Kibis Rasul Hedyot. Fahavi Kimechira Mamish, Shu Makne Es Achifetz LaHektish. Kimo Gabe Mechira Vahamamne Shal Hektish Na'ase Deak Naso. The kivat shu mamon hektish yesh al zed did kedusha shel hektish. The kivat sheim shayachem lehektish yesh bazed did kedusha. Bashe ekid hektish kachim is beach to behad de makdish Ein bazeh hakna'a. There's no transaction here. There's not hakna. Rak de'osa chalos kedusha ala chifetz. Va'kedusha goremes iser hana'a shalo. V'kedushaso osa oso labamon gavoa. V'chulu. So that's why that explains that. There are other examples where this is a scene. Also, just this one tiny little line in Rashi, in the first parak of Psachim, where the Rashi says there, do you violate Bal Yira Bal Yimatze with Hekdish Chametz? So the Gemara says, no, you don't. It's excluded. Right? Kadshe Shalcha Yataroe Avalataroe Shel Gavoha. Rashi says there, Betekabayas. If you have Betek Abayas Chametz, the Gemara doesn't say a word. Why is Rashi throwing that in? And if I have Kadshe Haguf Chametz, a carbon mincha, I was Makdish flower of mine to bring as a carbon mincha, Kadshe, I am going to violate. The Gemara says you don't violate Shel Gavoha. That's beautiful. Rashi says, if it's Kadshe Haguf, it's still yours. That's why you get to violate by Rabbi Yimatzai. But when it comes to Kadshe Betek Abayas, that's not yours. See if it's in your house. So that's why you would not violate. Again, there's many rayas, but that Rashi also fits in to this chilak. Okay, let's continue, and we'll see if there's any more time to get back to some of the other rayas. Okay, so these are the two answers. These are the two answers we have. How Rabbi Yochanan reads the Mishnah. Again, the Mishnah says you can't be makdish on Yontif. Rabbi Yochanan says you can be makdish on Shabbos and Yontif. So the chilak is either for a need for today or a need for tomorrow, or Betek Abayas and Mizbeach. Amar Rav Shammai. So now Rav Shammai goes back. The Afilu Kamandar, we're going to switch this girsa. Ein Makdishin. Afilu Kamandar Ein Makdishin. Even according to the one who says you can't be Makdish, you can't be Makdish Shabbos and Yontif, maybe you could still work this out to the Brisa before. Remember we said that we had two Brises before, whether you go to the Mochrei Tzlaim or the Mochrei Psachim. And we said, oh, that's the Machlokas, Ein Makdishin or Makdishin. Says the Gemara, maybe not. Maybe even if you say you can't be Makdish, then you still, the brisa that says you can go to the Mochrei Tzlaim, it can still work according to that opinion. How? Ba'azara mishum shvus shehi tiru ba'mikdash. Maybe it's Erev Pesach Chol Yis B'Shabbos. So you could only find Mochrei Tzlaim. So you're allowed to get that to be makdash it? So the answer is, yeah, bring it to the base of Mikdash and then be makdash it. Ein shvus ba'mikdash. The whole did here is an Isser Durabanan, and many Isser Durabanan don't apply in the Beis HaMikdash. Even if you say Ein Makdishin in general, that price could fit in because you'd just be Makdishin in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore it would still be okay. Right? It's not that every single Isser Durabanan is matured in the Beis HaMikdash. Many. The principle is Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. There's a Kesef Mishnah, forgot to bring it in, a Kesef Mishnah somewhere that says that it's not every Isser Drabba Ashvus, but Mikdash that has to do with the Beis HaMikdash that is needed to do. You couldn't have done it beforehand, right? In the sugis of Binyan, Bekalim, they talk about it in the end of Erevin, about whether every Shvus or not every Shvus. Okay. The last line of the Mishnah had said, right? The last line of the Mishnah had said that these apply on Yantif, and surely they apply on Shabbos, right? Kolei Lebiyadav Amr Kavachom Shabbos, and then the Mishnah said, a line that we might be familiar with from Megillah. Ein ben yantif l'shabbos ela ochal nefesh bilvad. The only difference between Shabbos and yantif is ochal nefesh. So the Gemara says, really? That's the only difference? Elain inun? These are the only differences? I'll quote you four other differences between Shabbos and yantif. Va'is l'cha charani. There are others. How about the onesh? Skila b'shabbos. They is skila b'yantif. Right, if there's Edom and Asra, the Chavim Yisus Bezdin, Kares B'Shabbos, Vein Kares B'Yantif. Right, if there's no Edom and Asra, then Kares. Makas B'Yantif, Vein Makas B'Shabbos. Right, Malkos only applies by Yantif. On Shabbos, you don't get Malkos, right? Why? That's called the Lav Shanit. Right, let's say somebody goes over to somebody who's about to be Mechal Shabbos. You know, if you're Mechal Shabbos, you're going to get Malkos and Bezdin. And he accepts the Asra, I'm an Askin on Yoseh. Guess what? He doesn't get Malkos. Because that's a lav shenitan l'asharas misas bezdin. If it's possible to get misa for this aveira, you don't get malchus. So you're never going to get malchus for Shabbos, only yantif. So there are other differences. What does the Mishnah mean? The only difference between Shabbos and yantif is ochal nefesh. No, the differences are malchus versus misa and mamon. So Gemara says, okay, maybe in Tamar, b'dvarav sheish ben ochal nefesh asin on misni. What does that mean? Maybe the Mishnah's only tell you about ochal nefesh. What does that mean? Explains the Mefarshim. Maybe the Mishnah is only referring to Isurim, not Onshim. maybe the Mishnah is just telling you what you're allowed and not allowed to do. The only thing that there's a difference between Shabbos and Yontif, what you're allowed and not allowed to do, is Ochel Nefesh. Onshim, that's something different. So where it says, no, it still doesn't work. Because there are other things that you're allowed to do on Yontif and not allowed to do on Shabbos. So we're going to quote a couple of questions and we're not going to give an answer. At least the Rishabi is not going to give an answer. Vataninun, Mishnais that we've already had. We have this. Mashchilet peres erech aruba biyantif. Avalo b'shabbos. We just had a couple of days ago. The beginning of the parak. If I have fruit on the roof, I'm allowed to lower them through the skylight on Yontif. Because there's not so much tircha. But not on Shabbos. Too much tircha. V'yom b'nada. The following brisa. Shochkin atzei besamim lemila biyantif. There was a certain type of herb that had to be applied to the makam hamila in order for refuah. So you're allowed to do that on Yontif Shokin. You're allowed to grind it straight, this type of besamim. Avalo b'Shabbos. Shabbos you have to do with a shinui, right? Because it's grinding, it's tochein. So again, you see another difference between Shabbos and Yontif. Amar Rabbi Yosef hu shemal. Rabbi Yosef just adds, if you didn't do this before Shabbos or Yontif, you have to wait till after the bris milah to do it. When the pikuach nefesh situation is in front of you, you can't do it al shem ha'asid, that, okay, I'm going to do milah in a minute, so I have to do this now, because maybe the milah won't get done, and then it'll be shalom letzarech. So Rabbi Yosef just says you have to wait till after, after the milah is done. So you see the mashchilin, and you see this grinding, va'om minadon, and another brisa. Titani, modim chacham le Rabbi Meir, we also had this a couple of days ago. That even though Rabbi Meir and the chachamim argue, remember the case about breaking open the door in order to get to the food inside, but the Chachamim agreed to Rabbi Meir that the following is allowed. The Chosama Shebekarka, if you have ropes that are holding doors closed in the ground, like Kalim in the ground, Shemefakbakin, Umafkin, Umatirin, you're allowed to loosen and unravel and untie the Chotchin Bishab Bechotchin and cut. Bishabis Mefakbakin Avalo Mafkin. On Shabbos, you're allowed to loosen, but you're not allowed to unravel, velo matir velo chodchin, you can't untie, you can't cut. Again, you see a difference between Shabbos and Yontif, but even one more, but Kalim, and if it's ropes of Kalim, undoing, b'Shabbos, bodev ezarach lomer b'Yontif. Question mark, question mark, question mark. So you see there are many differences between Shabbos and Yontif. So how could the Mishnah say that the only difference between Isser and Heter is Ochel Nefesh? So no answer. No answer given. The Bavli deals with the first case. Maybe there's a difference between Darabanans and Daraises, but the Rishonim try to give other answers. So the real answer might be it's Tana V'Shir, meaning it doesn't mean it's the only one. Sometimes even if the Mishnah says Ein Bein, it doesn't mean it's the only thing. Doesn't mean it's the only thing, right? This is a major difference between Shabbos and Yontif, but it doesn't mean this is the only difference between Shabbos and Yontif. There is, we could talk about more about the Mila case and maybe just to mention one issue, right? We mentioned Malkus on Yontif. I think we mentioned this a couple weeks ago also. The Rishonim ask, maybe I'll just leave it as a question now. We'll get back to the answers another time. The Rishonim ask why Yontif we should get Malkus for Yontif. Isn't that a lav shebeklalos? Right, we just mentioned another lav that doesn't get malchus, but a lav shebeklalos. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin daf Samach Gimel in the Bavli that for lo sochlu al hadam you don't get malchus. Why? Because it's a lav shebeklalos. There's 10 different averas that are included in that. You can't eat blood. You're not allowed to eat before davening. Bezin can't eat on the day they put somebody to death. You don't have sudas havra for haruge bezdin. There's a couple of other. So the Gemara says you don't get malchus for lav shebeklalos. It's not dumya de lav de chasima, right? It's not similar to the lav of muzzling. So you don't get malchus for that. So ask Tosfos there, Sanhedrin Sama Gimel. So why do you get malchus for Yontif? Right? There's 10 different malachas that you can be chayiv on Yontif. So why isn't Yontif a lav shebeklalos? Therefore you can't get malchus. That's the question of the Rishonim. So there are different answers given. Right, some that the Ramban says in I said before I'm not gonna say the answers, that was a Billy Nether. Maybe I'll say one or two of the answers. The Ramban says it's all the same idea, shame isser. What's Lav Shebeklalos? You have six different averis. Eating blood and Bez did not eating the day put it to somebody to death, those are two totally different averis. That's a Lav Shebeklalos. That includes a lot of things. Losasaka Malacha, all the averis that I do in Losasaka Malacha, they're all the same shame isser. You do it 10 different ways. Or more, 20 different ways, but it's all the same shame isser. So that's not a lav shebeklalos. Tosfos, there is a different idea. Tosfos says, when the Torah says losasaka malacha, it's as if the Torah says fill in the blank. It's not one shame isser, but it's like the Torah What's Lo Tazik HaMalacha? Every time you do this Avera, it's as if the Torah says that. Lo Tazik HaMalacha, right, Lashem HaKlalos means if you have one Pashup shot, and then there's other things included. Okay, but we could talk more about that Tosas the Rabban, but we'll leave that for now. Let's just do the next section. Ein Ben Yontav L'Shabbos El Ochol Nefesh Bilvad. So the Mishnah said that the only difference in Shabbos and Yontav is Ochol Nefesh. There's an extra line, if you look in the Charedim and others, the Karbat Eida, they quote, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Machshirei Ochol Nefesh. Machshirei Ochol Nefesh are also allowed on Yontav. So now the Gemara says, My Beinehon. What's the difference? What's the difference between what? Says the Charedim, Be'eza Machshirim Nechelku. We know the Tanakh, we hold that you're not allowed to do Machshir Yechol Nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda says you can even do Machshir Yechol Nefesh. So which Machshir are we talking about? Would Rabbi Yehuda allow even Machshir that you could have done before Yantif? Or even he only allows Machshir that you couldn't have done before Yantif? So Machlokas. Rav Chisda Amar, L'chadid Roshel Shol Shpud Beinei. Rav Chisda says, what's an example of Machshir that Rabbi Yehuda allows? To sharpen the spit that you're barbecuing on, which sometimes breaks during usage. Meaning, that's only a Machshir that you couldn't have done before Yantif. That's what the machlokas is. Everybody agrees that you can't, that, something that you could have done before Yantif, even Rabbi Yehuda says that's Asur. The whole machlokas is only if you couldn't have done it before Yantif. Rabbi Chanina, Bridger Rabbi Avo Amar, Lohotzi Eish, Minoetzi Beinehon. Rabbi Avo said no. Making fire. That's something that you could have done before Yantif. So according to Rabbi Avahu, the machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda allows even a machshir that you could have done before Yantif. And the Chachamim say that you can't, but maybe the Rabbana would agree. If you couldn't have done it before Yantif, you would be allowed to. So 2 days about what this machlokas is about. Period. Tana will have to stop.